This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
10, 9, 8, 7. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour number two of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny, who's on assignment. Denise Dirks, how'd we do that first hour?
We talked about Murdaugh.
Yep, we did. And we had a case or no case. And what promise did we have at the conclusion of the first hour?
No more Murdaugh.
No more Murdaugh. Cal, how are you?
We're in a Murdaugh-free zone. That makes me happier. That's fine.
a Murdaugh-free zone.
I mean, it's a great case and fascinating stuff, but what else can we do now?
And it won't go away. You still got the stuff facing, but we'll deal with that on a future day.
Yep.
So, we had a case or no case in the first hour. The first case or no case in the first hour was about photographing dead people.
Yeah.
Well, where do we go? Where do we go from there, Cal? Why don't you get us started on the case or no case of the second hour?
Want to do that already? Okay, let's jump in. Here we go to case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, here we go. Harley Hodson, H-O-A-T-S-O-N, had a strained. I'm going to start again. Harley Hodson had a strained relationship with his mother, so much that she excluded Harley from her will. But before she died, Harley's sibling cashed out her annuity policy on which Harley was a beneficiary. Now, we wouldn't have minded the cash. It would have come in pretty handy. So Harley decided to see if he should go after his sister, who cashed in this cash-bearing instrument and did not give him any money because he said, Mom didn't put you in the will. Todd, your turn. Case or no case?
Wait. I'm confused here.
Okay, so mom kicks kid out of the will.
Harley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sister cashes in a long-term annuity, a cash-bearing instrument. Harley is listed on that as one of the payees. Sister does not give him the money.
Okay.
Harley said, I could have used it. What am I going to do? Do I have to sue my own sister? So he went to a lawyer to see if he had a case.
Yes, he does.
Okay, Denise has a case.
But, and does he? Did she cash out the annuity before or after?
Before Grandma, before Mom died. Before but Mom afterward, died. Harley said, "Hey, hold the phone."
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know that's interesting because if Harley was left out of the will, well, the will deals with the disposition of property prior to or after.
Postmortem,
a person dies.
Right.
Doesn't appear that there was anything preventing that annuity from being cashed out before Mom dies. And if he was the beneficiary, Mom can do whatever she wants. But if she didn't change the beneficiary of the annuity, then the will is sort of a red herring. The will doesn't necessarily control because it was cashed out before Mom died. And the sister... I guess I'm confused as how the sister would be able to cash out the annuity.
Well, Mom was still alive, so she probably did it with her permission. Nonetheless, the sum was listed on the annuity as a beneficiary.
And unless excluded, you know, this sounds so off the wall and odd. I'm going to say this is not a case. I think, Cal, you found one of these. You've either... were sick and took a day where you were watching some daytime television and saw a couple of soap operas where this scenario came up.
Oh, did I mention Harley had amnesia?
Yes.
And had an evil twin?
And was Harley's last name Quinn, Harley Quinn novel, and it was all about,
it was all a dream.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There's that. I love that cheap writer's trick, huh?
I'm going with no case.
Okay, fair enough. Well, let me tell you what happened.
Why don't we go with Denise?
Oh, I'm sorry, Denise. You already said it was a case. Okay, but I want to hear your logic.
No, I didn't say it was a case. I was laughing. Oh. I made a kind of a funny joke, but only I got it.
So now Denise withdraws her claim that it was a case. Go ahead.
No. What I'm saying is this. Cal always admits that he would love to be a lawyer. He always tries to opine on things that are legal in nature.
It's a pilot I want to be.
Yeah,
anyway, go.
Okay. And so one thing that we know is that an annuity has a beneficiary. And should mother have died, then Harley would have a cause of action from his sister if she didn't share the money. But mother didn't die. Mother was still alive. So if there was a cause of action against the sister, it could be mother against the sister if the sister did it fraudulently, right? But it doesn't really give rise to the third-party beneficiary theory that Harley would have had to sue under. So
this sounds complicated.
It is complicated, and because it's complicated, and there's not enough facts in your scenario to make it a true case.
All right.
No case.
So you say no case. You say no case, Todd.
I do.
Okay.
Say no case.
Okay. Now, here's what I'm going to do, because I am such a nice man, and you both know this is true. I'm kind and gentle and as dumb as a brick. Now, here's the point. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to award each of you a point. 1 point. And the reason is this. Harley did have a strained relationship with his mother. But after his mother passed and he didn't get the cash, he went to his attorney and said, "Will you help me sue my sister?" And he said, "Really? Over $25,000 you want to sue a family member and create an estranged relationship?" And Harley said, "Good point. I drop it. No case." So no case was filed. But it is a true story.
So you should actually be awarded 2 points.
Why? You didn't say why. You got your whys all completely all discombobulated. I wanted a good
why. I don't have to say why. I just have to say no case.
See? Isn't he in a technical mood today, Denise? Have you noticed
this? We have never had to say why it's not a case.
All right, fine. 2 points. Fine. 2 points.
Well, actually, I think I should get 2 points and Todd should get one.
Why?
Because you're hesitant.
Well, and didn't you say that this was double point Saturday?
Yeah, this is double point Saturday. Right.
So actually, we both get 4 points for this one.
Yes, that's right.
And I have 2 points from the morning, or from the hour one.
And next hour, by the way, you want to hear the hapless tale of an insurance agent who said, "Wait a minute, you can't do that to me." Insurance agents fighting with lawyers against insurance companies?
Say
true
it
story.
Isn't so.
Yeah, true story. Well, I don't know if it's true story or not, but it is a case on case or no case next hour. I almost gave that one away, didn't I? That's next hour. Right here on Radio Law Talk. I'm a dope sometimes. Like I said, I'm as smart as a brick.
All right. Well, we've been following the Elizabeth Holmes case for quite some time. This is the founder of the company Theranos that touted itself as being able to diagnose a whole host of maladies from just a pinprick of your blood, and something that looked like it might have been Star Trek worthy type technology.
Did they use Silicon Valley Bank, I wonder?
I don't know. That would be a good question. But we're coming up on a break, so we'll just tease this here. She was found guilty, ultimately, of defrauding investors, and now, in addition to her request for a stay of her 11-year sentence while she pursues an appeal, there's the question of restitution. Because in criminal cases, there's always this restitution component. How much does someone have to pay back, and on what is that amount based? So there's an economical sum that the prosecution is seeking. When we come back, we'll talk about that and other cases here on Radio Law Talk.
And I guess if there's one thing that we are learning from this is that startups are very good at blowing through a lot of cash, aren't they? So stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues in just a bit. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed and dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch these cutters shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Is this real life? Oh, come on.
Oh, stop it. Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
You know, I realize there's a certain segment of the listenership of Radio Law Talk that probably wouldn't have any problem with these amounts, you know, because they probably got $900 million sitting around in a bank account. To them, that's like that's like $100. But for the rest of us, $878 million, $900 million, that's a lot of money. And Denise, why is that significant in the Elizabeth Holmes matter?
Well, that's what the prosecutors are asking her to pay for restitution.
Yeah.
And they basically said that that's the amount of money that she had defrauded. Well, the allegations are that's the amount of money that she had defrauded from investors. But I don't necessarily think that that's exactly right.
Yeah.
But I asked the bank story because what if their money's in that bank? And she said, Your Honor, I'd love to, but my bank just went belly up.
Well, there's no money to be had at all. I mean,
yeah, but I realize Theranos it's all been spent. Yeah,
Theranos is defunct and it's gone. And but
well, one good thing.
Yeah,
you know, in the SEC settlement, she cannot be a CEO or head of any kind of a company for 10 years. And if she's got an 11-year sentence, she'll be able to get out and do it again.
See how things work out.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know, it, because if you look at this here, so the prosecution right now is seeking, what is it, $878 million in restitution to, and I hate to say this, but a lot of the people are $878 million to be paid to investors who still have a lot of money. I mean, these were venture capitalists. If this is one thing that came out as a result of the Theranos case is that there were a lot of venture capitalists who sort of pulled the curtain back on sometimes the lack of due diligence that is done with regard to some of these companies. It's this idea. Have you ever heard somebody? I saw this meme the other day. If you could go back and talk to yourself 20 years ago or 40 years ago, and you could only say five words, what five words would you tell yourself? And I'm like, invest in Apple, AOL, and, you know, Facebook or something like that. And because everybody wants to get in on the ground floor. And boy, in the early 2000s and then on up to just since then, anything coming out of the Silicon Valley, it seemed like, well, I want to get on the ground floor in that. And so people are throwing money at it just for the opportunity to be in on the ground floor without really doing their homework. And that's kind of the allegations that were made against Elizabeth Holmes, is that she took advantage of that, right? And secured, what, $900+ million in funding. And so the prosecution is asking that this be ordered as restitution in the criminal case. Now, does she have $900 million, Denise?
Well, no, she probably doesn't even have, you know, $20.
Yeah,
she's broke.
She's broke. And one of the reasons that she is broke is, I mean, the valuation of her shares in Theranos went down, but she also repaid a lot, right? She
did. She attempted to repay. You know, Theranos ended up going is bankrupt as well. So there's really nothing left of Theranos. Perhaps if it could have been salvaged, there could have been the ability to repay it all. But, you know, the allegations, or not the allegations now, the findings, was that she had said she could, through one pinprick, you know, blood test, she could, you know, discover, I don't know, something like 90 different kinds of genetic defects or blood defects or diseases and all of that. Well, in reality, it could do about 9. And so if it hadn't have been over mischaracterized as being this huge thing that could be done, but they focused on, oh my God, we can get 9. I mean, this company could have survived and really done really well. And so her actions of defrauding people really did lead to the demise of Theranos. And I think that's part of what the argument that the prosecutors are making. But apparently the judge had previously found that she didn't defraud the investors out of the whole $800 million, but it was closer to about $381 million.
Oh, well, that's doable, Todd.
Right. And so, well, that's a huge difference, $500 yeah. million difference.
Well, yeah.
So, but there might be some differences in the way that you calculate damages versus the way that you calculate restitution.
Well, that's the important thing here, was the court made a finding. The judge made a finding that the collapse of Theranos was not caused by the criminal conduct that Holmes was convicted of. So the money that eventually evaporated because of the collapse was not because of her criminal conduct that brought it in. It was something else. And that's important when you start talking about restitution in criminal cases.
Did they sell any of these patents that were functioning? I somehow had in my mind that they might have, or at least they had
some
value.
They thought that they were going to be able to sell Theranos as a going concern.
Oh, but not the
But that
the
ended up not, yeah. not being the case. Or when they liquidated Theranos, that is how she, in part, paid back some of the investors.
Got it.
But it wasn't through patents.
Okay, just wondering.
And so the important thing here is that the prosecution is seeking this $900 million to repay everything that came in, and the defense is saying, well, hold on a second. The company should have still been there. And it might have been fraudulent to bring it in, but I'm not the reason the company collapsed. I'm not the reason you lost all the money. And if restitution is supposed to be tied to the conduct that the person engaged in and losses sustained thereof, the prosecution may have a difficult time seeking all of that. The judge had pegged the total loss based upon the conduct at around $381 million, and it's a difference of about $600 million as to what they're seeking. But I think Holmes may have an argument that I don't owe the $900. At most, I owe $381.
Can you buy bankruptcy insurance?
I don't know.
Dumb question, huh? But
no, I think you can.
Think how handy that would have come
I'll
in, right?
I'll look that up.
Yeah, interesting. Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up right now after this break.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I'm going to quick quack car wash. Get my car washed, make it quick quack. Pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the quick quack car wash. It's the quick quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking pretty skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the quick quack car wash. Any Honda, Boston, Porter, Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, quick quack. Screws are up. Just like that, you'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was asked a quick whack. Car wash, get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest quick whack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road and come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-676-0151. 800-676-0151. 800-676-0151.
No more.
U.S.
USA News update. More than 9,000 people in Central California are under evacuation as an atmospheric river dumps heavy rain on the region.
Officials in Santa Cruz County say a town of 10,000 people have been isolated by flooded roads. There are power blackouts as well. At a news conference Friday, California's Director of Emergency Services confirmed that flooding has caused two deaths. National Weather Service meteorologist Bill Rash says storms and rain are not going away.
It's looking like a pretty good chance of a couple inches. But what's pretty sure is that even, you know, with another inch or two, we're going to have additional flooding impact.
President Biden has approved a state of emergency for California, clearing the way for federal assistance. I'm Karen Sloan.
Don't forget to move those clocks ahead 1 hour when you go to bed Saturday night. Daylight saving time taking effect at 2 a.m. Sunday. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So, what do we have here? The the Presleys. That just sounds like it would be a good... the name of a good drama.
I think better than the Kardashians. I mean, think about it.
Yes. Keeping up with the Presleys.
Yes.
But, you know, Priscilla, no, it wasn't Priscilla. Who died recently?
The daughter. Lisa Presley.
Lisa Marie Presley died recently. And, you know, anytime there's upheaval in the... I'm going to use a Murdoch prosecutor trial theme. Anytime there's upheaval, anytime there's stress, bad things end up happening. And so there's stress in the Presley family that was exacerbated by the death of Lisa Marie Presley. And here to tell us all about it, Denise.
Well, what an interesting story. I mean, everybody knows who Elvis Presley was. He was a rock star, king of rock. You know, and roll. He was the guy. And his biopic just came out, and it has really gotten rave reviews. And I watched it, and it was really good.
I saw the last part of it. It was really good.
Really, really good. The actor was amazing and really got the essence of Elvis and the way he moved, because that was really Elvis's key was the way he moved.
Right, the body.
He was saying wonderful, don't get me wrong, but his movement was what gathered attention. And I would like to say that I saw Elvis Presley in person.
You did?
In 1973, so he was still pretty doggone good looking.
He was a skinnier Elvis.
He was a manly Elvis at that point. And I was 13, and I tried to get down to get a handkerchief from Elvis.
Well, sure.
Because he was, like, wiping himself with handkerchiefs and throwing them. And I had on a long dress with strawberries on it. It was a white dress, and I crawled down all the way. I got almost to the stage before I got caught by one of the security guys. And he told me that I had to go, and he let me sit on the aisleway at the very bottom, so I really got a close-up of Elvis. And during that show, Lisa Marie Presley was there, and she was about 9 years old, maybe close to 10, and the spotlight went on her, and she stood up, and I remember thinking she looks like a little princess. And that was really fun. That was at Sahara Tahoe.
Really?
Yes. And
that is so cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Huh.
But anyway, I will now quit talking anecdotal, and I will talk about Priscilla and Lisa Marie.
It was good anecdotal, though.
It was great.
Yeah. Definitely.
So anyway, when Elvis passed, he had his father be the kind of manager of his estate, and then his sole beneficiary was Lisa Marie. And he only had $5 million in his estate. Can you imagine that? And that's because the colonel, his manager, had talked him into selling most of his hits and his catalog of music to RCA. So he really didn't own his own music. Really sad.
But Tom Parker made out just fine.
And at the time, yes, of course. And at the time, and he wasn't really a colonel either. And at the time, the Graceland cost $480,000 a year to maintain. So Lisa Marie was faced with having to lose Graceland. But Priscilla had a great idea, and she invested the last part. Oh, she sued. Wait a second. There was a lawsuit, and the colonel then had to settle with the Elvis Presley Enterprises and pay money because he had really stolen some money.
Oh, he'd messed
them
over big time, yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
And Elvis was not in the frame of mind that he knew what was going on. And so the money came in. The last $500,000 of Elvis Presley Enterprises was paid to establish Graceland as a public attraction.
An amusement park.
Yeah, so people could go there. And do you know that they made back the $500,000 in 38 days?
Wow.
Just crazy. And so then the estate got built back up to $100 million. And when Lisa Marie inherited at 25 years old, pursuant to the terms of that trust, she had $100 million. And that's just, you think about that and you're like, wow, that's incredible. Well, over the years, that diminished. She had a CPA who stole money.
Why does that happen so frequently?
Because
I guess people are in a position of trust who can't be trusted. Huh?
Exactly what it is.
How old was she when she inherited the money?
25.
You know who she married when she was 26?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, that probably didn't help. He was not exactly what you would call a spendthrift.
That's
right?
True.
Yeah, right.
I actually thought somehow he helped to get the log back from RCA.
That wouldn't surprise me because he was 36 years old at the time, and this was, 1994. By then, he had firmly established himself and had his own, and he had become business savvy. And I could see him saying, let me tell you the you-know-what that I went through and guide you through this.
He was pretty shrewd, Michael Jackson.
And I remember that he helped with getting that, at least piece of it back. But anyway, there was a suit from between her and her CPA, and she is settled for an undisclosed amount of money. And so you have to think, Elvis died at 42 from heart problems. Lisa Marie died at 55 of the same type of problems. And so it probably was genetic, and it's just sad as ever. But Lisa Marie had several children and many husbands. And right now what's going on is that her mother is fighting her daughter from her not her first husband, but from one of her husbands after Michael Jackson and after Nicolas Cage, the third husband, I believe. And Riley, and she had another son, Navarone Garibaldi, but Navarone had killed himself. So in all this fight is really about an amendment that was done in 2016 by Lisa Marie Presley to her trust and to her estate plan, whereby she removed her mother and that CPA from being the trustees to being her daughter Riley and now her deceased son Navarone. And Priscilla is fighting that. So she's going to fight that amendment and try to regain control. It's kind of a sad thing. And it's, you never see people at their worst except for divorce, death, when family member dies, personal injury. That's another time when it's very stressful. And, you know, there are other times, but really these are big times.
Minor car accidents would be the next one. No, no. I mean, it does bring out the worst in people.
Well, it could be fraud. It could be misconduct.
Yeah, I think the sad thing is that they aligned so many people with them that they trusted whom they could not and should not have trusted. And how would you not know that unless you invite them into the party, you know?
Well, during the time that the CPA had diverted funds and sold off 85% of the catalog that they had reacquired for the Elvis Presley enterprises, Priscilla was being paid $900,000 a year. That's a lot of money. That's a lot coming out of that estate.
Well, there's another thing. I think that what happens in this case is there comes a reckoning day, and the celebrity looks around and says, "What? Where's all my money?" And it turned out, like in Michael Jackson's case, he had spent it. So, you know, your money's gone because you spent it. And I don't know if that's the case with Lisa Marie, but it does beg the question, did she just spend it away?
No, I don't think she spent it all. I think she got
hosed over.
Ripped off.
That's too bad.
You know, we saw similar allegations with Johnny Depp.
Yes.
He was, why am I not, where's all the money going? And then there were these claims that he was spending thousands of dollars a month purchasing wine collections and all of this kind of stuff. And I understand or feel for the position that the financial folks are put in, where you have a star that is used to a certain lifestyle. They want to continue to lead that lifestyle, and maybe they don't want to listen to the, hey, you know, we really need to tighten the belt there because your funds are getting low. But on the heels of that, if the money is really getting low, boy, the last thing you want, if you're one of those financial advisors, to be proven or accused of with proof that you are one of the reasons because you were taking it. So it's a tough
situation because the star is used to living like there's no tomorrow. I've got all the money in the world. I'm fine. And then they realize they don't. And who are they going to go after? People in power rarely fire themselves or blame themselves. That's just my own theory of life. You can have that.
And with that, we'll be back after these messages with more Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Denise. Much more of the show is coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
76.
This is the best show ever.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So, when I was in criminal defense, and when I was a prosecutor, rather, every once in a while, you get asked the question, what sort of liability, what liability do you have as a prosecutor if you prosecute somebody and they're found not guilty? And, look, unless you violated ethics laws or didn't turn over discovery or anything, there's no liability to a prosecutor if somebody's found not guilty because you brought charges. If there was liability for prosecutors every time somebody was found not guilty when they brought prosecutors, guess what you would never have? You would never have prosecutors. Nobody would want to take on that liability. And there's a certain amount of protection for law enforcement as well when they're lawfully engaged in their duties and whether or not they can be sued. But on occasion, the actions of law enforcement can go over the top where law enforcement officers, even though engaging in conduct in the course and scope of their duties, can be prosecuted criminally for doing that. We saw that a couple of years ago with, George Floyd, Derek Chauvin, that kind of stuff. So that was a criminal case. Sometimes, on occasion, they can be sued civilly, and that is what happened in California. A family was recently awarded a family of three recently awarded $8 million by a California jury that stemmed from what was alleged and the jury believed to be an unlawful stop. This happened in September 2019. We had three individuals, the Lagervales, Ms. Lagervale and her two daughters were coming from Nevada to California. She was taking her kids to school, dropping them off at college in Castro Valley. Coming from Nevada, they stopped at a Starbucks in Castro Valley when they were approached by two Alameda County Sheriff's deputies. And the sheriff's deputies detained them because there had been a rash of auto thefts, auto break-ins. And so the deputies approached these three people and detained them because of the, quote, rash of break-ins and auto thefts that had happened in the area.
Castro Valley, a very white community, has been historically for many years. I know we don't want to bring that up, but that's kind of a factor
in thinking, anyway. It's kind of interesting you had mentioned that, Cal, because the ethnicity of the plaintiffs in this case was that they were all African-American.
And the defendants were white.
Yes. And so the question here is, look, it's not against the law for law enforcement to detain people. But they have to have what's called reasonable suspicion, which is what the courts have described as more than, and I love sometimes the legal terminology that the courts use, an inchoate suspicion or hunch. You know, it can't just be, you know, I know somebody who's up to criminal activity when I see them. They have to be able to articulate to justify a detention that they have a reasonable belief that a crime has occurred, is in the process of occurring, or is about to occur, right? That is what law enforcement has to be able to articulate to justify a detention. Now, just to spell it out here, there's nothing that prohibits a law enforcement officer from just coming up to somebody and talking to them on the street the way, Cal, you or I could come up to you and talk to you on the street.
Right.
So if I'm a cop, I'm not prevented from just coming up and talking to somebody and even asking them questions if they're willing to talk to me, so long as that person is free to say, no, I don't want to talk to you, and they can walk away at any time.
But if the officer says, you know, or if you would be the cop, I'd be the bad guy, you would say, well, Cal, you look a little hinky to me, and what are those burglary tools I see hanging on your belt? Or what are you doing in this neighborhood where obviously you don't belong?
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
If the officer comes up and says that, as wrong as that language would sound, that doesn't necessarily violate the Fourth Amendment, so long as if I said that to you and you said, nah, I'm not going to deal with this, I'm just trying to walk away, and you walked away, and I didn't do anything to stop it, and there was nothing let. So you were free to leave, and you did leave, right?
Yeah, and I would do that probably.
That's still not a detention. But if I come up to you and I say, "What are you doing here?" and you're not going to leave until I get my questions answered, and now I'm detaining you. You're not under arrest, no handcuffs. You're not, but you're clearly detained. Well, the officer saying that has to have more than just, you don't look like you're from around here. You don't look like, and they have to have more. And in this case, the conduct of the officers went way beyond just those kind of questions, actually ended up full-on detentions, restraints, pushed against the ground, forcefully detaining somebody.
And they asked for her ID, and she refused to give it to them. I mean, that's not a reason for them to treat her like that.
Okay, that's true. But is it okay to not give an officer an ID if he says, who are you? I need to know who you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Why does the officer need to know who
you
are?
They were looking for suspects in a rash of burglaries, and they didn't say anything about, well, you fit the profile, or you have a stolen article in the view of your car.
Or a stolen car, or whatever.
Exactly.
Right,
and, yeah. You know, this is a case I was trying to find out what the composition of the jury was.
Oh.
But I couldn't find out what that is. But they took 16 hours before they made this decision.
Wait, you mean they didn't go in and do an initial vote, and it was 9-2-1, and then 45 minutes later, everybody says we got a verdict. That didn't happen. They took 16 hours and actually reviewed the evidence in the case.
That's a lot of deliberation for me.
That is a long deliberation. Yeah. I feel like they really struggled with it. And this is a jury out of San Francisco County in Sacramento, or in California.
Now, I want to point out one thing, and this is the two officers, the two sheriff's deputies, were co-defendants in this case, as was the, I believe, the city or Alameda County. So one of the reasons why the deliberations may have taken so long is, depending on the conduct, which of the two officers was really pushing this one? Was it Stephen Holland or Monica Pope? Because there were two.
Or Harry Hardcore. Which one of them was being that?
So which one of them was? And when it comes to the amount that they have to pay, a lot of that, you know, in a criminal case, it's just determining which one is guilty and, you know, who's guilty, and then afterwards you deal with restitution. In the civil case, you have to determine liability, the extent of liability, mitigating factors, the whole ball of wax, amounts and stuff, so that can take more time.
Are they insured against this stuff, officers themselves?
They maybe. I know
they could.
I know that there's a law enforcement fund that they pay into, and perhaps
I think that's just for litigation costs.
Yeah, that may cover the cost of their defense and litigation. But we will see how this goes. But the jury ultimately awarded $8 million combined to all that has to be paid on the part of the defendants toward the family for this unlawful detention that they had.
Because ultimately, these people had no reason to be detained.
None whatsoever. They had the temerity to stop off at a Starbucks to get coffee while they're on their way to being dropped off at college.
I know that it's really sad. And by the way, the suspects in the theft case, they were both male. They were males. So why are they stopping females?
Yeah.
Did they know that at the time?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. They did.
So you know, it's you don't see these. You see the cases come up every once in a while. I'm curious in today's climate if we're going to see these filings start to happen more as verdicts like these are made known. And something tells me that we're going to see more of it.
I think so, too. And, you know, the two deputies involved have both been promoted now. And the Lagervelle sisters are enrolled in UCLA and UNLV.
Well, we hope they're doing well. And if you mess up once on the job, does that mean you should never be promoted again? I mean,
perhaps
it happens. Yeah, right. Sometimes perhaps. You do. Sometimes you
depends
don't.
Depends on the intent. In my opinion,
I believe so.
Yeah, wow. It is a tough one, isn't it? Feel bad for all the folks involved, but we're glad that you can listen to more Radio Law Talk, because it's coming up at 6 minutes after next hour as we break away for the top of the hour news on your local stations. Thanks for listening to us on many great stations and on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.